Hi, my name is Felicia. I'm floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Alicia or Talisha?
With an F.
So it's A-L-I-C-I-A, right?
With an F as in Frank, Felicia.
Felicia. Okay, Felicia, we have already spoke before. Are you Felicia Smith?
I am.
Okay, so the guy who answered me the phone told me that he found the account. And you told me before that you didn't found the account. Because
do you have an account number?
He found it.
Did he give you an account number?
What did you say?
Were you given an account number?
He told me that he found it. And I have already spoke to you before at 7:48 p.m., and you told me that you didn't find anything.
Okay, did the previous agent that you said would give you an account number?
Yes, he found it, and he provided
what is the account number?
I have no idea. He just said that he's going to transfer me with a supervisor, and he provided...
Okay, what is your zip code again?
98270.
And the first and last name?
Is under Kevin Lutlan.
Okay. Let me have your address because we do service different accounts on the different companies.
Well,
what is your address?
Let me know what is the company that are you working for?
Third Party Call Center. So we handle the billing for over 400 different companies.
Okay. So I would like to speak with the company who has the Smart Health Watch.
May I have your address, please?
My address is 10615 63rd Drive, Northeast, Marysville, Washington, 98270.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold to see if I can locate an account for you with the address. Do you mind holding?
No, I don't.
Thank you. One moment.
I need that you gave me the name of from that company from the watch because you guys are representing that company, right?
Okay, thank you so very much for holding for me.
Okay.
Okay, so it looks like you ordered the Smart Health Watch.
Yes.
Okay, so I was able to locate an account using your address.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted the return address so you can return the watch back for your refund?
Yeah, and I want to dispute that transaction with who I can speak to because you guys never chose the condition, never told me anything. I received an email from USPS saying that it's a gift, that I only have to pay the shipping. Are you
it was
receiving
a trial offer. When you placed that order, I'm not sure if you read over your terms, but it explained that the trial was for 14 days. You pay the shipping cost up front to have it delivered. If you do not wish to keep the watch and pay the regular retail cost of $59.95, that watch had to be returned before the trial ended. If that watch is not returned within your trial, then you are billed the retail cost of the watch.
So when is the trial ended? Because you received it last week.
The trial gives you 4 days for delivery and 10 days to decide whether or not you like the watch. And if there is any reason that you have not received your watch within 4 days of you placing the order, you have to contact customer support.
Okay, you guys never say anything in any way.
Go back online and review your terms and conditions. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper to write down your address to get that return back?
So how many days do they have for return that watch?
It has to be returned back within 7 days or avoids the return on it.
And when did I receive that watch?
I'm not sure when you received it, but if it was not at your home in 4 days of you placing the order, you had to contact customer care.
Okay.
So I can either honor a 50% refund if you're thinking that you're not going to receive it back.
What can I speak with the company who really represent that watches?
No, ma'am, because we handle the billing for this merchant, so I can only handle the call for you. I cannot transfer you to the company itself.
Okay.
And there is also a $9.95 restocking fee, so that will be deducted from the amount that you're being refunded.
Who I have to dispute that transaction for $59.95?
That can be refunded back once the watch is received back at the fulfillment center, ma'am. And there is a restocking fee for $9.95.
And why you have to take $9.95 when I don't authorize that? You guys
was authorizing never your terms and conditions.
Never, because you guys pulled me. This is a fraud. This is a bad advertisement. Who I can speak to in order to denounce that company?
Okay, there is no one else that we can transfer you to. I can either honor a 50% courtesy refund and have it credited back within 5 to 7 business days, or you can return the watch back at your expense, and then there's a refund issued to your account minus the restocking fee of $9.95.
Now I'm telling you why you guys didn't send me the shipping label.
Because you had to call within your trial if you wanted to cancel and have it returned back to the fulfillment center.
Because I have to speak clear, please, because you are speaking and I can't understand very well what you said. Speak clear and slowly. Why
you
is that? Because
you were supposed to have called within your trial to cancel, and at that time you could have returned it to the fulfillment center if you was within your trial period.
I have to call when?
Within your trial. You had a 14-day trial, which
allows
you 4 days for delivery.
I am assuming that it's a stupid 14 trial because I received that clock last, when was that?
And it explained to you in your turn that if it's not at your home in 4 days, it was your responsibility to contact us to request an extension.
Okay, I didn't receive it last week in less than 5 days.
Okay, I'm so very sorry, but you did not notify us that it was not at your home within 4 days.
I did not notify what?
Ma'am, I can either get you a 50% refund now, or you can get the return address, ma'am. Those are your only two options, ma'am. And I do have to move along. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding. Because we have to have the watch at the fulfillment center before you're able to get a refund, and there will be a restocking fee debited from that amount for $9.95.
And with who I can speak to, any government, any president, anything. I need somebody who can represent that company, that watch company.
We're handling the billing for this company, ma'am, and we are able to accommodate you by either giving you a 50% refund now,
we have within 5 to 7. With whom can I dispute that?
Well, you gave your consent to charge you under those terms and conditions, ma'am, so that cannot be disputed.
Why it cannot be disputed? Did you guys never show me that?
It was provided to you in your terms and conditions.
Even fact, I never received your website. Everything shows through the USPS.
Okay, do you want the address, ma'am?
What did you say?
Do you want me to give you the return address?
Somebody told me that this 1155 East 45 Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado. Can you remind me the zip code?
Yes, 80239.
Okay, so I need somebody who can handle this topic. I cannot believe that you are the only one. Do you have a boss?
I'm the high supervisor on call, ma'am.
Okay, can I speak with your supervisor?
I am the highest supervisor on call, ma'am.
Okay, but every supervisor has a manager or director.
You can call back to a normal business hours between 8 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. if you prefer, tomorrow.
And I'm going to find somebody higher than you.
Yes, you can speak with someone higher than myself.
Okay, thank you.
You're
Bye.
Welcome, and thanks for calling customer care. You have a good night.
Bye.